I hope you're going to YouTube every week and watching the Weighing In podcast. Very good. Josh the Punk Thompson with Big John McCarthy. The other day, they had some more to say about the MMA judge, Doug Crosby, which is pretty good.
All right, let's hop into some follow-up comments here. We got Doug Crosby coming out and kind of defending himself here. John, do you want me just to read these comments and then you can
oh, yeah,
your
go
thoughts?
Ahead. Yeah,
all right.
Sure, go ahead.
So here's a quote from MMA Junkie where Doug Crosby says, "You've got to assign a numerical value to what you just saw, and on average you get about 15 seconds to turn that score in, and if you write off about 5 of those seconds for the time it takes to write it, that leaves you about 10 seconds to make a decision about who won a round and who lost a round."
I'm sorry. That is the stupidest fucking comment I have ever fucking heard. Josh, what he's telling you is, I sit there and I watch a fight, and then after I watch the round, I'll decide, who won? Are you fucking kidding me? Look, people, anybody out there, and again, I'm going to clarify, Doug Crosby and I do not like each other. This is a guy that has consistently tried to fucking say stuff about me, and thank God, because I hate people like him, because he's useless. Chael Sonnen puts him on his podcast because Chael's a good guy and he's a good friend, and he put on, going to have on MMA super judge Doug Crosby. Chael, you have fucking jumped the shark. Okay.
He does that shit because he knows it gets under your skin when he posts it like that. Dude, super it. Judge. Love it.
Look, when you're teaching judging, the first thing you're doing is you're telling the person sitting in that seat, every moment of the round counts. And so you are watching and judging from the very first second of that round all the way to the end. And it's, you can use it as, you try to give people different ways of breaking it down. So, and some connect with one person and it doesn't connect with another. So you come up with something else that connects with them. But it's like a scale. And it's that sliding scale, and guys are just, they're getting little weight pieces put on as they do better and better in the round. Then the other guy comes back, and how does that even it out? Does it get close? It could be with money. It's like, hey, that guy's, he's 5 cents up, he's 10 cents up, he's $1.50 up, whatever you're going to say. And throughout the round, you as a judge, at any moment that fight stops, say it stops at 2 minutes into the fight, say it stops at 3 minutes and 50 seconds, say it goes to the right at that moment, you're not thinking about who won the round, because you've been judging it. That's what judging is. You don't sit there and after watching it all this time, now I'm going to think about it. That may be why you're giving shitty scores, okay? But we know that you know so much about judging and everything, but obviously, you just pointed out why you're not good at this. So to sit there and to say anything about this whole thing with him is, congratulations, Chael. You put your friend on there, and he himself explained why he sucks at what he does.
Oh, John.
You only give 15 seconds, and 5 of that is writing the score. Are you fucking kidding me? Have you lost your fucking mind? Jesus Christ. And commissions put this guy in that seat. Shame on you.
This is why commissions tell refs and judges not to
just shut their mouth.
It just made it worse.
Jesus Christ.
There's never a chance or never a time where you should be thinking about who won that round at the end of the fight, at the end of the round.
It can be so close that you go, oh my God, that's just, that, I've got that one punch difference. Okay.
Yeah, maybe. But as you're going,
but you're
right?
Scoring that guy all that way through. You are in your mind, you're watching and you're saying, this guy's ahead right now. Mm-hmm. And by how much in my thing? Yeah. Now, all of a sudden, something big happens. Okay, it can change it. But it's not like you sit there and you watch the round and then, oh, let me think about who won this now. I've got 10 seconds. What
the other
crap?
The other thing, though, John, is that it's so weird that all the other judges, they have the same amount of time, and they seem to get the scores right. Yeah. They seem to get the scores right. I don't even know what to say, man. This guy's in charge of people's lives, like their livelihood. That's what's crazy. If I'm a whatever commissioner, whether I'm whoever the commissioner is in Vegas or whoever the commissioner is, Andy Foster in California, I'm not using this guy for main event stuff. He's not on my main card. I can't. These guys are losing too much money.
Okay. Let me ask you this. So when you were fighting and you weren't the main event or you weren't on the main card, your fight didn't matter.
No, it does. It does, John. It
guess
matters
what?
A lot.
Guess know? What? Everyone, yeah. Every fight matters. And who you I put know. In that seat matters. So you put the very best people you can put there. And when someone gives a comment like that, right there, it's telling you, you don't know what you're doing.
Where do you put them, though? Do you put them at the LFA? Do you put them in Titan? Where do you put them?
No. Where do I put them? There's this bench.
On his couch. At home on his couch.
Right? You get assignments based upon performance. You perform and you give the right scores, you get assignments. You don't, and you give bad scores, welcome to sitting at home.
Douglas Crosby, they just upped their pay-per-view cost to it. $79.99 if you want to watch.
I think that's, I mean, I agree. I think John made the best point. When you're an up-and-coming fighter, especially, every fight counts. All these decisions in a promotion, whether a different promotion is going to take you when your contract is up or whether you're going to make another $100,000 on your new contract, fans' perceptions. Honestly, everything matters. Everything that leads up that path matters. Whether you get beat and you feel depressed and you decide to go into some other profession. It's an endless conversation about how much it can matter to different people at different times. But yeah, I agree with John. I did some research on Crosby, not a lot, but everything that I found, not so good. I'm not entirely sure why he's there. I understand there isn't a lot of judges and he's been doing it quite a while and he has certain friends and stuff, but I don't know how many times we're going to do this and people be pissed. How many fans, if you're a pretty decent MMA fan, you pay attention to what's going on in general. Can't tell me you haven't heard this complaint a lot of times about judges in general and about Doug Crosby more often. I have for quite a while. So I'm not so much into just blindly saying fire someone, but they should sit down and have a review. And if he doesn't cut the mustard, I don't care. Goodbye. That's it. You know, I'm not into this equity nonsense. You either do your job to the best of your ability and it's within reason the mistakes you make, or it isn't. It's A or it's B. Sit down, you tell somebody, explain to them again what their job is. If they can't do it, then they can't do it. Go do something else. No big deal. No hard feelings. Goodbye. That's it. It's not unfair.